Hey, I'm Gabriel Spitzer, this is Sound Effect, and today we're telling stories about collectors. This one starts back in the day before Washington State took over the ferry system. Out on Puget Sound, here's what you would have heard. That little melody was the sound of a ferry coming into dock. And it had a name.
Well, Warp and Two Woofs, it's long and two shorts. So it's
In the middle of the last century, one man amassed a huge audio collection of these sounds. But this wasn't just an obscure hobby. He had a mission. Here's Sound Effect's Posey Gruner with the story.
Imagine it's 1950, and you're standing in downtown Seattle, watching the ferries come in from across the Sound. You would have heard the Warp and Two Woofs all the time. Historian Alan Stein says it must have sounded like music. Each ferry sounded a little different.
So some of them would be a little higher pitched, some would be a little lower pitched.
And each ferry captain had their own way of pulling the horn.
Some of them would make the shorts even shorter. Some of them would make the long even longer. Some of them would add a little tremble at the end.
It was a slow motion symphony of honks and blasts. And it was also a language for those who could understand it. That included ferry captains, dock workers, and a guy named William Thornley.
He could stand there on the waterfront and say, oh, that's Captain So-and-so coming in on the Chesapeake. Or, oh, yeah, that's this other captain. And the ferry boat that we're hearing is the Kalakala.
Thornley was not some kind of savant. He just knew a lot about ferries. Thornley had been the advertising manager for the big ferry company at the time. Well, actually, the only ferry company at the time, the Black Ball Line. His job was to promote the image of the ferries. And to an extent, says Alan Stein, he was also promoting the image of the Northwest itself.
I mean, before the Space Needle was here, the most popular attraction in Washington State was the ferry Kalakala for years. So people would come out here on vacation and go back to Illinois and say, oh, wow, I saw this ferry boat. It looked like a Buck Rogers spaceship. It was amazing. It was called the Kalakala or something.
In fact, it was Thornley who named the ferry Kalakala.
And it's an old Chinook term for flying bird. But it had that K sound. K sounds are always funny, you know. And so I think he was looking at it from that aspect of, you know, let's have a name that's really memorable that people go, wow, what is that name all about?
Thornley was an ad man, and it was the 50s, and he was working for a private company. Stein says that left room for a certain amount of pizzazz.
That was the hole that Bill Thornley filled, was promoting it in a way that was fun, that was kind of goofy, and, you know, it had these odd little things that you remembered.
Thornley was a real expert in the fun and the memorable, even if, in the case of his famous pranks, the fun was mostly his.
If he had to send blueprints to somebody, he had those big cardboard tubes that you would put him in, and he would fill them with ping pong balls. And I love that kind of prank, the kind of prank that you pull that you can't see. You know, it's just like you just know that somebody opened this up and went, whoa, ping pong balls over my office. what a fun guy.
Then, in 1951, things changed. The company Thornley worked for, the Black Ball Line, was taken over by the state. After they'd kept rates low for years during the Depression and then the war, the company finally hiked the rates way up, and that's when Washington State realized that a ferry monopoly could be a really bad thing.
What are you going to do, take the other ferry? There is no other ferry.
After years of dispute, Black Ball finally sold the entire system to Washington State. A few Black Ball employees who were close to retirement just retired, including Bill Thornley. But the state got nearly everything else. They got the ferries and the captains, the docks and the dock workers. And, says Alan Stein, they also got something less tangible. The idea of the Northwest.
It was a cultural landmark of the Northwest. Was that this was something unique to us. It's something we can be proud of.
On June 1st, 1951, Washington State Ferries officially took over. The old flag, a black ball, had been lowered. A green stripe, the color of an evergreen tree, was painted across the ferries. But then, and this one is important, one of the woofs was missing.
A warp and a woof. He even mentioned at the time, he said, this just sounds wrong. It's just, there's something just uncomfortable about that.
Thornley did not approve of the change. The old black ball ferry captains didn't love it either.
Their whole life, they were used to pulling that whistle and doing it their own way. And now they're being told by the state, no, you have to do this warp and a woof. And that didn't sit well.
Some took to calling it the groan and the grunt. But still, the captains pulled the whistle. The ferries groaned and grunted, and the 50s carried on. Then, in 1957, a veteran captain named Louis Van Bogart announced his retirement. His fellow captains dared him to go out on his final docking with a warp and two woofs. And that's what he did. This gave Bill Thornley an idea. He realized he could bring back the warp and two woofs. He just had to sell the idea to the legislature. And he was an ad man. He could do that. That's when Thornley decided to collect each and every ferry signal in all of their varied glory.
And that's just it. It wasn't just one ferry whistle. If he went down to the legislature and had one ferry whistle, well, here's what this one sounds like. You know, that's not interesting. But when you have one after the other, after the other, after the other, and you're showing the whole complete spectrum of all these ferry boats, that's got weight. That's got importance to it.
Thornley convinced them. And on May 24th, 1958, in celebration of Maritime Day, they reinstituted the warp and two woofs. Thornley died in 1980, but Washington State Ferry spokesperson Ian Sterling says that the warp and two woofs are still used on Washington State ferries, at the captain's discretion. He adds that no other ferry system he knows of makes this sound, which makes it something of a Northwest signature.
I'm sure Bill Thornley somewhere is very glad to know that.
That story from Sound Effects' Posey Gruner.